Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Demetrius. How are you?
All right. How about you?
I'm good. Y'all charged my credit card $59.89. I don't know who y'all are or what's going on, but I need y'all to take that charge off my account. I don't even know who are y'all. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay, so what's this company and what do y'all do?
Yes, ma'am. We're a third-party call center. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Okay, so who do I need to call to get the charge taken off my account? Because this is the number that was affiliated. This is the number that came up on my credit card bill, this phone number.
All right. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
30344. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. Thank you.
And can I get your first and last name, please?
First name is Finitia, F-I-N-I-T-I-A. My last name is Armstrong.
Verify the shipping address.
My address is 3664 Carriage Way, East Point, Georgia,
30344. I do see here this is for our contest entry. Do you remember entering for a chance to win an iPhone, iPad, or Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Okay, I entered to win the Dyson vacuum cleaner. It said it'll be $5 to ship it. So give your credit card information, which I did, and then they sent me a confirmation email saying that they built my credit card $59.89 or whatever it is, and I immediately called my credit card company. And they told me they didn't see it on my account, so I would have to wait 24 to 48 hours for it to show up. So I tried to call my credit card company, going to my credit card company again yesterday. It didn't show up. And today it shows up. So they gave me this number to call y'all. So I told them I'm not going to pay it. I'm disputing their charge. I'm not going to pay it. And so now I'm calling y'all to see if y'all will take it off. So y'all will have a record of your company that I'm disputing it. And if that's the way y'all do y'all customers, by shamming people, that's awful. I know you said you're a third-party person, so it's not you personally. Demetria, you haven't said nothing but nice and professional since you answered the phone, and I appreciate it.
No problem. So
are you spelling your name D-E-M-E-T-R-I-A?
T-R-I-U-S.
Oh, Demetrius.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And you say you're disputing it already? You already told your car company you won't dispute it?
Yes, because I'm not paying for that. I don't want it. If you're going to tell me you're going to charge me $5 and then turn around and charge my credit card $59 or something, I would have never signed up for that. I'm a senior citizen on a fixed income. I would have never signed up for that. And I've had done these things before, and they sent me the stuff, and it was the end of it. But nobody has ever tricked me and gave me one thing and built my card something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And I should be in within the timeline for y'all to take it off, but if not, I'll take it. I'm going to report them to the Better Business Bureau as soon as I'm finished talking to you.
All right. If you dispute it with your car company, ma'am, only thing I can do for you right now, I can cancel the account for you so you don't get any further charges. But if you can have your car company call in to verify there's no dispute in process or they won't dispute it, we'll issue the refund for you.
Okay, well, so you're going to stop it right now.
Well, I can cancel it so you won't get any further charges, But okay. For the refund of the charge, ma'am, we would need your car company call in, or we need to hear from your car company letting
us
know that.
They are, because I already told the lady, if not, I'm not going to pay it. And I'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court, whatever I have to take it to. I'm not paying it. I didn't sign up for that, and I'm not paying it.
Right. But you're right. But if you can have your car company call in saying they'll drop the dispute or there's no dispute and process,
will issue. Well, they're going to get in contact with you. She already told me it's already in the works. She's the one who gave me your number, because on that email they sent me, there was no phone number or name of a business attached to it. Because she asked me, have you ever heard of them? I said, I've never heard of them in my life. So I appreciate you listening to me. I appreciate you canceling it. You have a wonderful day and a good weekend, and be safe.
You too, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, Mr. Demetrius, thank you so very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, when you cancel it, can you send me an email confirmation?
Yes, ma'am, you do get a confirmation email.
Okay, I appreciate you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Anything else I can do for you?
No, sir. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.